Over the weekend, I presented a session at the Fuel Your Influence conference, which was hosted virtually this year. Typically, it's in person. My friend Jenny Fink, founder of Good For You Gluten Free, is the creator of the event. And I have to say, it was an absolutely wonderful experience. Just a great time to geek out with all my favorite Denver blogger peeps and beyond, because it was virtual. So there are people joining in from all over the United States. For the past 6 months, I've spent quite a bit of my time talking about personal finance focused topics on this show and on my website. It wasn't until recently that I realized that I've neglected talking about the other part of what I focus on with Michelle is Money Hungry, and that is making more money and leveraging the internet to do it. In this episode, I will share how creating digital products changed my business and my money mindset. Make sure you continue listening on. Following resource. If you're trying to figure out how to make money online, selling what you already know, watch the following webinar that will help you get started on creating your first product and figuring out who your ideal client avatar is. Again, that's how to make money online, selling what you already know. Just watch the workshop. Whenever people who are new to me discover the name of my website and podcast, they react in a couple of different ways. Either they laugh and tell me how they love the name, or they might react a little negatively and ask me if I'm greedy or allude to the idea that maybe I am. What people may not realize is that by naming this money-focused project, Michelle is Money Hungry, I was really giving myself permission to unapologetically earn more and have conversations around all aspects of making more money, not just paying off debt, which I had been focused on for years. And so there was just a point where I was like, I don't want to always talk about debt. I want to talk about growth. So I decided to unapologetically call my project Michelle is Money Hungry. When I first started blogging about money, quite honestly, the goal was just to share my story. I felt that if I could help at least one person with their money feel supported or just less alone, I basically achieved my goal with this project that I'd been working on. It was just a love project, right? And in fact, I never had the idea that I would even make money online. Like, that was the last thing on my mind. I was not focused on that at all. Basically, I was focused on sharing my story. But as the years passed by, I started seeing other people that I knew who were able to grow their income over time by leveraging the internet. So what I started to think was, wait a minute, I'm trying to pay off all this debt and there's got to be a more efficient way to do this. Or why am I blocking my coins by being so resistant to the idea of making money online? Here's the thing. These people had a couple of commonalities. They'd simplified their finances and they envisioned something bigger than themselves. And finally, they'd figured out how to help their ideal clients via the internet. To be honest, I was having an existential crisis. Was it right for me to make money online? And how could I do that in an ethical way? Especially as someone positioned in the personal finance space. I didn't want to become a credit card affiliate or share links to questionable products and financial services moving forward. And I hate to admit this, but when I was really broke, I said yes to a couple of collaborations that I really wish I hadn't. And I'm just thankful that it was just a couple. I began freelance writing, editing podcasts, did virtual assistant work, and I tried my hand at every single way that you could make money online. Like, I tried everything. And it would take several years for me to discover what I really loved, which was digital products. And digital products such as creating ebooks, courses, resources, and yes, even this podcast. In fact, my love of digital products was equal to my love of affiliate marketing. I love affiliate marketing. There is nothing better than having an affiliate income notification and knowing that you're going to get paid this massive amount of money or a small amount of money, and you can use it towards something else because someone else took an action. The best thing, though, about developing products was that they were my products and I didn't have to worry about an affiliate program changing overnight and killing all my income, which I'd seen happen to people that I knew over and over again. So they would be heavily invested in a large affiliate program that seemed like it would always be out there. And then overnight, the program would either stop having an affiliate program or the company would lower the payout. So there's one program currently of a large tech business that shall remain unnamed that pays like 2 or 3% per affiliate earning. And when you get a payout that's that low, quite honestly, you know that the company is no longer invested in their affiliate program because they don't need it. So Nike does not need an affiliate program. McDonald's does not need an affiliate program. Pepsi does not need an affiliate program because those companies are so well known, they don't need to put money into affiliate marketing anymore. Like, they're good. And so as much as I love affiliate marketing, that was always the concern that I had, which was I could create tons and tons of content and then one day around an affiliate and then one day it's just gone. And I did not want to be screwed like that. So I started thinking about how could I create income outside of affiliate marketing or in tandem with it so that if anything happens, I'm still good. During the process of developing my products, I discovered also that it took far fewer customers than I originally thought to make a big difference to me financially and an impact to my business financially. With each product, I learned the following lessons. Done is always better than perfect. Feedback is the key to creating an even better product. Always grow your email list. Make it easy for people to understand what you're selling and the transformation that your product provides for them. So I've given this quite a bit of thought because some people will develop like one signature program or they'll have multiple products, but regardless of which process you choose or which approach you choose to have, it just has to be easy for the person to understand what it is you're selling. Don't be afraid to tinker with the pricing. Don't forget, someone paid $100,000 for a banana duct taped to a wall last year. You just have to know more than the person behind you. Seriously, that's all you have to do. It takes a while to learn how to sell, but if you've ever worked as a barista or in retail, you've got the skills. Your funnel to your product doesn't have to be that complicated. It really doesn't. Don't confuse your customer with too many options. This is a big one. For the next year, I'm shifting to a new aspect of my business, which is just doubling down on growing my email list and growing sales. Like, I'm basically no longer in constant production and testing mode. And I'm so freaking happy about that because it takes a lot longer to figure out what's the right product for you to sell than you may think. If you've been thinking about creating a digital product for your platform, please do stop waiting on this. You will learn a lot about yourself and your ideal clients from the process. Also, don't be afraid of what many perceive as quote unquote failure. You've already won by taking the risk. Some final thoughts. I would like to leave you with this. Start where you're at. When I started developing and creating my products, I had no marketing budget. I was broke. I was paying off thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of debt. My money had to go towards debt repayment. I had a teeny tiny email list and really, honestly, low page views. And I still was able to sell enough products to make a difference to me professionally, personally, and financially. The money I made allowed me to say no to low-paying projects, reposition myself, and say yes to higher projects that position me in a much better light. Sit down and figure out what would make a difference to you financially. Maybe it's $100 a month passively, $100. Maybe that would be grocery money. And at the time of recording this episode, right now we're dealing with a pandemic. I feel like every episode I've said this, but that $100 could be the difference between lunch money for your kids, or that could be invested into marketing for something else. That $100 means something. or maybe it's $250 and that's marketing money and lunch money or groceries, or maybe it's $500 and that's enough to put towards student loans, or maybe it's $750 and you could pay towards your mortgage. My point is, you will have no idea of what financial impact you could create if you never put something out there. Only you will know what will change your financial and business life, but if you don't take that first step, that first risk, you have no idea what the outcome will be. So this was a short and sweet episode. I really do want to hear if you started your own product, if you're hedging on it, if you need help with that, let me know. And again, don't forget to grab the resource, How to Make Money Online. It's a short webinar. I hope it will help you figure out what you'd like to do. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you.